Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Legal Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday evening, September 19, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of legal news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Willinger & Bucci PLLC provides annual scholarship to support law school students. Willinger & Bucci PLLC is offering the Defending Justice Scholarship, a $1,000 merit-based award for students pursuing a legal career. The scholarship is open to students with a cumulative GPA of at least 2.5 enrolled in an accredited post-secondary institution. High school seniors accepted to an accredited college or university are also eligible. Ideal candidates plan to attend law school after college and have shown commitment to fair treatment through community activism and leadership. Applications are due by June 30th, 2026, and can be submitted to scholarship at wwblaw.com. Willinger & Bucci PLLC is a leading Connecticut law firm providing comprehensive legal services in personal injury, criminal defense, family law, and estate planning. They are dedicated to supporting their clients' rights and giving back to the community through pro bono work. Teamsters demand fair deal at Ralph's. Southern California Teamsters are demanding a fair contract from Ralph's Grocery Company, owned by Kroger, the nation's largest supermarket chain. Negotiations are reaching a critical point as the contract is set to expire on September 21, 2025. Key issues include protecting jobs from automation, fair pay to reflect the high cost of living, maintaining healthcare benefits, and strengthening retirement security. Teamsters emphasize the importance of safeguarding community safety and the future of working families in Southern California. President of Teamsters Joint Council 42, Chris Griswold, stated that unless a fair deal is reached by September 21st, their members are prepared to take action. Teamsters Joint Council 42 represents 22 local unions and nearly 250,000 active and retired members across Southern California, Southern Nevada, Hawaii, and Guam.
Design Group Americas receives court approval for value-maximizing sale transactions. Design Group Americas, Inc., and its domestic subsidiaries have received approval from the U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the Southern District of Texas for the sale of certain assets in various business segments. These transactions include sales to Wipe Holdings, LLC, Advantis Corp., Carousel Worldwide, CBC Group, Inc., and American Greetings Corporation. The company's CEO, Sue Buchta, expressed satisfaction with the outcome, emphasizing the importance of these agreements in allowing the business to thrive under new ownership. Chief Strategy Officer Brett Anderson highlighted the careful planning and engagement that led to these value-maximizing transactions. The company will work with buyers to ensure a smooth transition, with closings expected by year-end. DGA remains committed to serving its customers during this period of transition. Rosenberg and Estes PC, recognized among Crain's NA 2025 Best Places to Work. Rosenberg and Estes PC has been named among Crain's New York City Best Places to Work for the third consecutive year. This recognition highlights the firm's commitment to its people and culture. Through a comprehensive evaluation process, including employee surveys, R&E has climbed the ranks from 98 to 37 this year. Managing member Michael E. Lefkowitz expressed pride in the employee-centric culture that prioritizes work-life balance and professional growth. Celebrating its 50th anniversary, R&E continues to expand its services while fostering top talent and supporting professional development. Founded in 1975, R&E is a leading real estate law firm in NYC, providing full-service representation in various real estate operations and disputes.
Brian Dawson of Dawson Law Group honored as a Super Lawyers Selectee for seven consecutive years. Brian Dawson, principal attorney at Dawson Law Group, has been named to Super Lawyers for the 7th consecutive year, highlighting his excellence in personal injury, wrongful death, and complex litigation. With extensive courtroom experience, Dawson focuses on cases like catastrophic car accidents and medical malpractice. His recognition underscores his professional achievements and unique perspective. Dawson's peers and clients praise his client-focused advocacy. He also mentors young attorneys and coaches mock trial teams, contributing to Oregon's legal community. For more information about Brian Dawson, visit his official profile. Cleveland firm wins $1 million settlement for ATV accident. Piscitelli Law Firm, a prominent personal injury and wrongful death law firm in Ohio, has secured a $1.1 million settlement for the family of a 7-year-old boy who tragically lost his life in an ATV accident. The incident involved an intoxicated ATV operator colliding with a chain, resulting in the child's death. Lead attorney Frank Piscitelli negotiated the settlement to provide financial stability for the family and hold those responsible accountable. The firm has a history of advocating for families affected by catastrophic injuries, promoting safer communities, and ensuring negligent parties are held accountable for their actions.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Legal Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.